listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Wrong Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Want to greet those that are listening by way of the airwaves. I greet you. Somebody shout, God is a good God. God is a good, good God. Oh, not a neighbor and say, neighbor, God is good. When was the last time you called somebody and tell them that God is a good God? Was the last time you look at someone and tell them that I remember the time when Jesus saved me? Anybody remember when they got saved? Huh? And come on, roll back the curtain and remember. I remember when he baptized me with the Holy Ghost and fire. This sweet message will be coming to you by way of the prophet Isaiah. Tell somebody, prophesy to me. Turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah 35. When you find it, say amen. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly. Tell somebody, this is the year of double. Somebody shout the word abundantly. And rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Somebody bless God. Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor. This year, you shall see the excellency of God in my life. Rise out of your seat and find somebody and tell them this year. Excellence will produce out of my life. Oh, get out of your seat and tell somebody this year. The Lord is going to do great and marvelous things. I hope you travel with notepads. I want you to write down today's date. If there's a true word of prophecy over your life, let me tell you, you can't die before it come to pass. Underline the word true. Strengthen ye the weak hands. I stop by to strengthen your weak hands. And confirm the feeble knees. How many of you sick and tired of praying? How many of you tired of praying over the same thing? The same thing. The same thing. And it seems as if nothing happening. Sometimes when it's prayer time and you remember that you have to pray over the same thing, you start to cry. But somebody said, tears are a language. Only God. Somebody shout, only God. I stop. You don't stop praying. I stop by to tell you that even though your knees hurt, not at your neighbor and say, stand there. Your God will come. Hey. Say to them that are fearful, that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, I know the reason why you don't have more than this. It's because of fear. Something that can't be seen. It only lingers in your mind. So you have power over it. Because you're bigger than it. Come on, look at somebody else and tell them that fear is not real. It can't even be seen. Come on and praise God. So say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. I told you it's not real. If it was real, it would probably say, call for some strong men. And let they cause, ask them to capture fear and bind it. Or it would probably say, you need to get rid of this by prayer and fasting. All that it takes to get rid of fear is for you to stand up and be strong. Rise to your feet right now and decree in the atmosphere that I am strong. Say it again.
I am strong.
Say it again.
I am strong.
Be seated if you can. For those of you that are listening by way of the airwave, take out your phone and call somebody and tell them that I am strong. Bring yourself to your mirror and look at yourself from head to toe and decree and declare that I am strong. There should be a praise. Listen what happened after. Be strong. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, be strong. Then it goes back again and it says, fear not. Behold, your God will come. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I wish someone would get excited and look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, I am not afraid. My God will show up. I am not afraid. And my God is not just coming, he's coming with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and he'll save you. Somebody shall pay back. That's why I'm not stressing. I know some things and I refuse to stress it. I know some things and I refuse to let it weigh me down. Because I know that my God is on the way. And he is not just coming, he's coming with a just recompense. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Rise and stand upon your feet and bless God. If you know that your God is going to take care of it, then you ought to praise him. If you know that your God is faithful, rise to your feet and praise him. Get back to the verse 2. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel. God, what are you talking about? The abundance of blessing that is heading my direction. Hello? Has Lebanon all over it. Lebanon is known for its strict banking business. So if God is going to talk to you about Lebanon, you got to know about Lebanon. Come on and shout amen. It is known for its strict banking system. Known for the best cedar of God. Come on now. Come on now. So if you are going to be recognized like Lebanon, it simply means that you are built to stand. Or somebody ought to praise God. If you are going to be referred to as Lebanon, then let me tell you something, you are not easily broken. You will be recognized. Somebody bless God. I said, somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. When Solomon was about to build the temple of God, David didn't trust him. David made sure that he ordered the material. And the lumber came from Lebanon. Tell somebody, I will represent the house of God. Two things about a building is that the foundation must be strong and you must have a strong roof. Oh, somebody magnify God in this house. If God be my foundation and if my roof is made of the cedar of God, tell somebody, I will withstand the storm. Then it talks about the excellency of Carmel. Carmel is a mountain range on the course of Israel that overlooked the Mediterranean Sea. Hello? When God set you up, when God get ready to establish you, He's going to do it in fine style. Come on, somebody shout amen. Your property is going to have ocean view. Come on, talk to me. That's the kind of blessing he says. This is the abundant blessing that we're talking about. The name derived from the Hebrew word, which means vineyard of God. Tell somebody I'm of a special kind. Tell somebody I'm not an ordinary person. Tell somebody I am the vineyard of the Lord. Somebody ought to praise him. And it's that Carmel was known for its fruitfulness. Tell somebody, I will bear fruit. Somebody shout, good fruit. You see, God had a vineyard. God said that he did everything possible that he could do for the vineyard. He watered the vineyard. He got to the vineyard and he prunes it. He took out the stones out of the vineyard and he moved out the tears from the vineyard that was choking. You know, some folks don't understand about God's vineyard. Hello? Sometimes God walks to the vineyard and he pull you up. Come here, big man. Get up. And he said, you're not good for this vineyard. Get up. And then he look over here and he said, you come here. You're not good. You're just a big old stone. Get out of my vineyard. And then you have some of us so stupid and foolish we don't understand that the vineyard is God's. So you want to cry about that which God has thrown out. Let him throw it out. Oh Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. I watched a movie a long time ago. Don't even remember the name of it, but the movie was about a rich family that owns a vineyard, a wine grapes. It's a vineyard, yeah. And this young man fell in love with the man's daughter, and I don't know what happened, but they were reaping, and they were just so excited because it was harvest time. But something miraculously happened. The vineyard caught on fire. And I'm telling you, it burned and it burned and it burned. And that young man felt so bad because the treasure of this family is now destroyed. Hello? And he ran out into the fire. And he found the mother root. And he pulled it out. And he got it into some water. And the father looked at him and he said, "It's over." But he said, "No, I think there is hope." The father took his knife and he cut the root. And when he cut a piece of the root, he found out that it was green. Touch your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, you can't damage God's vineyard." Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Stand up on your feet and say, "I am the vineyard of God." You can set me on fire. You can't destroy me. You can't try to flood me out. You can't drown me. I am the vineyard of God. When the enemy is trying to take you out, he's not trying to take out a simple root. He's trying to take out the mother root. But you gotta know who you are and whose you are. Somebody bless God. That's why you'll never give up on a servant of God. Come on and shout hallelujah. Say, "Neighbor, you are built to stand." Yes, not your neighbor said, "Don't you ever forget it." Sharon, we're talking about the abundance of the blessing, huh? Sharon is a plain east of the Jordan River. It is a large, fertile area. Not a neighbor and say, "Neighbor, I'm fertile. I was built to bring forth. I was built to multiply." Oh, somebody bless God. I was built to replenish. Do you know who you are? I stop by to remind you. Even today, Sharon is known for its plain path. Tell somebody that the Lord is going to give me plain path for my feet. Tell someone this year is not a year of stumbling. This year, I'm calling out my Sharon blessing. This year, I'm calling out Lebanon blessing. This year, I'm calling out Carmel blessing. Everything on Carmel that is not real must die. So, Prophet. prophetess, exactly where are you going with this? Every farmer desires this kind of blessing. Come on, I shout amen. I said, every farmer desires this kind of blessing. Amen. Somebody bless God. Come on and bless God. You see, God is a great farmer. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. When he created Adam and Eve, he said that you should multiply and replenish the earth. I know I gave you everything you need, but multiply. Don't just sit there. Some of us just want to sit there, but it's time to get up and increase. Tell somebody it's time to increase. The size of your harvest depends on the mindset of the farmer. That is my message today. Repeat after me, the size of the harvest depends on the mindset of the farmer. If the farmer has no inclination that when he farms, he is supposed to reap in abundance, then the farmer is going to sow sparingly. Come on and bless God. We have different kind of farmers. Hello? We have the farmers that just farm for their own family production. And then we have another farmer that just farm for town purposes. He farms and he goes into the marketplace and he supplies the vicinity. But then we have the farmer that farm for commercial purposes. Come on now. We're talking about exporting now. And God has called us to be commercial farmers. Hello? Okay, so you don't believe it. I tell you, I love this prophet. God, look at Israel. And God said, enough is enough. Stop the mediocre kind of farming. I want to bless you in abundance. So this is what I want you to do. He said, fear not. Isaiah 54. Be not ashamed, neither be thou confounded. Verse 5 said, for thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is thy redeemer. The Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Let's get back to verse 2 of Isaiah 54. Enlarge the place of your tent. I want to give you the kind of harvest that comes from Lebanon. I want to give you the kind of harvest that comes from Carmel. I want to give you the kind of harvest. Sharon, somebody magnify the God of your salvation. Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. The Lord is about to do a new thing. Let me ask you something. You think any mediocre mentality can obtain waterfront properties? Come on now. He is going to bless us with the kind of blessing that overlooks the Mediterranean Sea. Read it. Your word says it, not me. Get back to chapter 35 of Isaiah. And let's read it. So I stopped by tonight to ask you, or today rather, what is the purpose of your cultivation? Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, if I am the vineyard of the Lord, this year, I'm not gleaming behind anyone. I will reap from my own vineyard. I'm not gleaming this year. How many of you remember, I stood right here and I decree, and I said, this year, I'm going to bless more than I've ever blessed. And this year, I'm going to sow more than I've ever sown. Oh, somebody bless God. And I've started that. Come on, magnify God with me. Come on, and magnify God with me. Come on, and magnify God with me. Come on, and magnify God with me. Rise and stand up on your feet and hold up your hand. Hold them up. Both hands. Father, come on, say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Come on, if you're driving down the highway, pull over that car and stretch your hand up. If you're laying in that bed, if you're sitting in that couch, stretch your hand up. And said, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If you should draw yourself from me, then whither shall I go? Come on, hold them up. Hold them up. Hold them up. The Lord said, I give it seed to the sower. As you stretch him up, God know whether or not you'll sow seeds. Come on. Put him to the test. Said, give me seed. Give me seed lest I perish. Said, Lord, give me seed. Because this year, I'm trusting you for a bountiful harvest. I'm trusting you for the harvest of Lebanon. I'm trusting you for the harvest of Carmel. I'm trusting you, God, for the harvest of Sharon. No longer will I be greedy. Come on, hold them up. Bless me. And I will surely give you the tent. Come on, say it like your minute. Said, Lord, bless me. And I will surely give you the tent. Said, only if you would bless me. Only if you would bless me.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.